It's just a bit of a soft tissue. He's had an x-ray precautionary and everything's come back clear, so it was more precautionary x-ray just to see if anything is wrong. He just got in the pretty tender part of the elbow, but he'd be fine, just ice up and rest up and he'd be fine come Friday.
Do you think the analyst knows the zone for next Super
Gym? Do you think there's certain?
Safe zone.
Safe zone.
There's no such thing as a safe zone. We've got 2 points to pick up on Friday against the Netherlands. It's a must-win game again for ourselves. We've come in targeting 3 wins, as Joycey said there, in this group. And I think that we'll be pretty foolish to go into Friday thinking that we need anything less. And we need another 2 points. It's in our own hands. We win on Friday, then we're through to the Super 10s.
Martin replaced will you go with the same 11 or would you?
No, we'll regroup and reassess. And it was a horses for courses today, as Joycey said there. Andy McBride's been going very well for us throughout the last 6 weeks and all the tours that we've been on, being in the Caribbean and coming here, and he's going very well. It was tough on him, but just assessing the conditions, we didn't think we'd necessarily bowl up to 10 overs a spin potentially with the 3 spinners that we've got, so we brought in the extra seamer and it worked out pretty well for us.
I just follow up on something Kate was saying about the rivalries you have with the other associates, particularly Afghanistan. It seems like a couple of your players have been keeping quite a close tab on what's been happening in their group and how they've been doing. How much has the rivalry you've had with them over the last 2, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is, sort of helped raise your standards?
Yeah, very much so. I think you said any associate now we come up against, we've had that kind of tag, if you like, for the last few years of being the leading associate in everything we've done, and we've won quite a few competitions at that level, so a lot of teams are gunning for us. They want to go out and beat us, so that helps us to stay on top of our game, and any time we do go out there, and you potentially a bit complacent, you know you get picked off because they're good enough teams to do that, so we've got to stay on top of our game. As far as Afghanistan goes, and the other group, obviously it was a pretty big game against Bangladesh, and they probably didn't play as well as they liked, but they're still flying the associate flag as such, and any associates coming to the World Cup, we've got to do that, and everyone's looking to play at that top level and get a seat at that top table, so Afghanistan and Netherlands and everyone else, UAE, are no different to that, so they've got to keep raising their standards, and we've got to keep raising each other's standards to get to that level, so you want them to do well when they come to major competitions. Obviously if you're a new group, not so much, but if they're in a different group, then you want them to do well.
Thanks very much.